highs of 21 degrees. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke, back in the morning from 6, only on 98FM.
Oh my God, Brendan, I am so sorry.
What the hell happened? I can't see anything.
Don't worry. There's a metal ladder, left-hand side wall. It'll get you straight out of there.
Where is that? I literally can't see anything.
Oh, God. Hi, everybody. This is Dara Quilty here, about to start the big ride home today, and I accidentally hit off the studio trapdoor button. That leads down to 98FM's well of forgotten hits. That's where we keep all our class songs. Brendan fell down there. It's completely my fault. The problem is there are alligators in the well to protect the songs, to stop other radio stations playing them. Brendan, any luck with the ladder?
Dara, I can't find it. Will you send someone from IT?
IT won't get here in time, Brendan. It takes a week for them to get back to an email. It's at least a month to get someone out of the well of forgotten hits.
Yeah, in fairness, you're right. I emailed John last week because my screen's banjaxed. I heard nothing back.
That's really annoying. You should follow up with HR on this.
Yeah, because HR is so good at replying to emails as well, Dara.
Brendan, listen, I need you to find the ladder. Left-hand side wall. Stretch your arms out. You should probably get out of there quickly.
I told you, I can't see anything. Left-hand in relation to what? How do you know which way I'm facing?
Just stretch your arms out and find the ladder. It's not that big down there. Brendan. Brendan O'Loughlin was taken from us too soon. He was a kind man and had a gentle soul. We will never forget him, and his life will forever resonate through the echoes of the sound of the city, 98FM. Our thoughts are with his family at this difficult time. As a tribute to the life of Brendan O'Loughlin, journalist, colleague and friend, we will now play his favourite song, From the Well of Forgotten Hits, which he cherished so much.
Let's go, girls.
98FM's Big Ride Home with Dara Quilty.
Come on.
Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman on 98FM in memory of my colleague and friend Brendan O'Loughlin, who passed away during his news bulletin there. He was eaten by alligators, and messages of condolences are flying in on WhatsApp. 0877 98 98 98. Keith sent in this special voice message.
Rest in peace, Brendan. With his family. Always enjoyed listening to the news bulletins.
As a tribute to the life of Brendan O'Loughlin, journalist, colleague, friend.
Anyway, back to reality. The M50 there is flying, heading on to the next road here, also flying, but you know yourself, it's going to get hectic.
How quickly you moved on, Keith. Don't be sad about Brendan. We have his DNA on file here in 98FM, and I'll give it to the guys in the lab, and they should be able to clone him in time for the 5 o'clock news.
Jam nitty gritty, you're listening to the boy from the big bad city. This is Jam Hot.
So 98FM throwback from Beats International, dub Be Good to Me on the Big Ride Home with Dara Quilty. That song's from 1990. Great song. That's why we're playing it as a throwback here. But there is one particular section of the song I think is lazy songwriting. I don't know how advanced computer technology was for music recording in 1990. So there must have been a producer of that song. And he goes, hey, everybody, I have an idea for a new track. I've just created some sick beats. And the band go,
Oh, yeah. Can you play
them
for us?
And he goes, yeah, have a listen to this sick beat I made. I made this.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's all right.
That's a sick beat. I have this idea. What about, why don't you go into the vocal booth and just go, on top of the beat and we can make the song.
I think that sounds a bit stupid, mate, if I'm being honest with you.
No, just get in and just let loose. So they did it, and then this happened.
You think people are going to like that, mate?
I should do my whole radio show like that.
I want to follow where she goes.
Lloyd's Pharmacy.
Traffic updates on WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. I got this from Gareth.
Hey Darrow, I'm driving on the M50 heading northbound, just taking the exit for the Malahide R139, and I can see that the M50 heading southbound from about Finglas all the way back down to the M1 is chock-a-block. So loads of traffic. Don't see any accidents or anything, but it looks as if it's getting busy.
Thanks for that, Gareth, on the M50. Along the canal, westbound delays from Leeson Street down to Harold's Cross. After Harold's Cross, it's moving okay. Let's see what's going on with Peter.
Hi, Dara, this is Peter. The traffic's very bad going into Shankill. I'm going to the back roads today from Dunleary to Bray. But I normally go to Loughton's time, but it was chock-a-block. So I'm going to the back roads. Can you tell me what's going on today on the N11? Thanks.
No incidents reported by AA Roadwatch on the N11 at the moment. It could be just volume. We'll keep our eye on it for you, Peter, and keep you up to date with traffic as we go here on the Big Ride Home.
From the Dublin News Centre.
98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. They're back in the morning from 6, only on 98FM.
Wow, Brendan, great weather forecast. Brilliant.
It's good to have you back on the show. How are you feeling?
Thanks so much. Yeah, I'm feeling okay, actually. Surprisingly alive.
Good, Brendan, good. I need you to hang around.
Sure.
I'm bringing in a guest that's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
It's coming up in the next 10 minutes. Hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, just after 5 o'clock. That bank holiday weekend is getting closer and closer. Thank you indeed. Working day Wednesday.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
Yeah, yeah, feeling good on a Wednesday.
It was 2006. Facebook hadn't taken off in Ireland yet. We were still using Bebo. Mary McAleese was the president. And this happened on 98FM.
Hello, Intercore.
Hi, is that the demolition place?
It is, yeah.
Could you help me to destroy my school, please?
Just bear with me a second.
Hello.
How are you? My name's Becky.
Yes.
I have a proposal for you.
Go ahead.
Are you the demolition man?
Yes.
You're the top boss, yeah?
Go ahead, what's the crack?
I want you to help me destroy my school.
You want to blow it up?
Can you blow it up or knock it down?
Whatever you want done.
I'll blow it up, that would be better. Can you make sure that all my teachers are in there when you knock it down?
I don't know if I'll get away with that now.
I will, nobody likes them. They give me extra homework on a Friday and everything.
Where are you calling from?
From Dublin.
What school in Dublin?
The one that's about to fall down.
There's a lot of schools in Dublin about to fall down.
And how much would it cost to knock it to the ground?
It depends how big it is.
Give me a ballpark figure.
He's not there.
Give me a ballpark figure.
Oh, Jesus.
Is this a demolition company or a joke factory?
It's a joke factory at the minute, hey. It's a joke factory.
Listen, are you going to come and knock my school down or what?
I will, Shirley. Can you fax me through a photograph or a site plan or something?
Right, I'll fax you through a plan of the school and my teacher's names.
Yeah, no problem, yeah.
And you just make sure that they're all in the building when you knock it down.
You put all their names on it. I'll give you a place for each individual teacher.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
When the school falls down, will it make a crash or a wallop?
Well, to say hey in Belfast, it'll make a big bang.
Sounds good. Oh, listen, I'll talk to you later, top man.
Sound. Good luck, hey. You look after yourself.
Fill your boots, man.
Good luck.
See you after.
That was Little Becky in 2006. It aired 12 years ago today on 98FM. And sitting beside me is Big Becky. Welcome to 98FM.
Hi, Dara. How are you?
Woo! I don't mean to call you Big Becky because... I mean, you're still little. What age are you now?
I'm 20. I'm 21 in September, so I'm still pretty young, yeah. It's been a long while since I've been in here.
Straight off the bat, your voice sounds very different.
Really? Well, yeah. That's probably a good thing because I was like really squeaky back then. It's probably really annoying to listen to. But
that
funny.
Was the reason I wanted to play it now while you're here, because there are some people now that are listening that are 30 now. They were 18.
Yeah.
When that was recorded, so maybe they'd never heard it before.
Yeah, probably not. Like, it was such a long time ago. Like I can remember some things. I just remember it was great back then. I remember, like, on a Monday, I'd get collected in a taxi. I'd leave school early. I'd be like, see you later, guys. And I'd go down and...
You'd be brought into 98FM,
right?
Yeah,
brought into 98FM. It was great. Like, it was brilliant.
Do you remember how it started? How did they find you?
I'll tell you how it all started. So, basically, my dad worked in the same building as 98FM. He owned, like, a advertising company. It was a Christmas party one year and I would have been probably about 5 years old, and I was at my dad's Christmas party. I was standing on a table singing and Dermot and Dave were walking through the room and they saw me and they were like, oh, listen, we have this idea. We'd love you to do it. And then it all just kind of blew up from there, really. So
that was one of the most famous ones, the demolition prank, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever meet your victims?
I didn't meet them in person, but the guy on the that was on the phone for the demolition call, you know, because obviously he thought it was hilarious, like it was all over YouTube, and he just thought, you know, like all of his family and his friends knew that was him on the phone.
Yeah.
And he actually was getting married like only shortly after that, and I did a little like pre-recording for him, and he played that on his wedding day.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. He asked me to do it. I was delighted. I was like, oh.
How many pranks do you think you did over the course of...
I think it could have been maybe 250 or 350. I'd have to ask my mom. My mom would know.
God.
There's a few that I'd remember, like a few funny ones. Two of my favourite ones, I'd say, I remember I rang up Dublin Zoo and I asked them, could I buy an elephant? Because my dad was getting as fat as an elephant and I needed to distract him.
Hello, Dublin Zoo.
Hello, I'm Becky.
Hi, Becky. How are you?
I want to buy an elephant for my dad.
You want to buy an elephant for your dad? I think he'd be too big to fit in your house.
My mom said my dad is getting as fat as an elephant.
Did she? So why does she want two elephant-like creatures in the house?
I want an elephant to distract how fat my dad is getting.
And then I think I rang up Everton Football Club as well one time. I was asking them, I wanted to become a footballer's wife. You know, I was doing the accent. Yeah, it was very funny.
Hello, Everton Football Club. Gemma speaking. Can I help you?
Hi, Jenna. Is that Everton?
It certainly is. Can I help you at all?
Yeah, I'd like to be a footballer's wife. I'm only 8 years old. Am I too young?
I think you might be.
But I've been practicing.
Have you?
Hello, darling. Give us a Bacardi and Coke. I'm taking your money and I'm going shopping.
We're talking to Little Becky, or Rebecca Barry, as
Rebecca,
she's
known. Or a lot of people call me Becky still.
You're
Becky,
still Becky
stuck with me, kind of, so okay, I'd be known Becky. As Becky, yeah.
This is Becky, the voice of the actual Little Becky from 12 years ago on 98FM, although she's still a Little Becky because she's only 20 years old now, so she's still young compared to the rest of us. You recorded those when you were 8 years old. When you meet people now, or you make pals now that you're older, do you tell them about it?
Yeah, like a lot of people like wouldn't know. And like, for instance, where I work, I'd work with a lot of nurses and different people from all over the world, and they would have it on their phones. It would be in the Philippines and like all over India and all that, and like they didn't even know it was me, and then when they found out they were like, oh my god. So yeah, it just goes to show, like, my boyfriend's mom, she actually was in work one day and she showed a picture of me and him to her colleague, and her colleague goes, oh my god, that looks a lot like Little Becky. She goes,
no.
Oh my god, it is. Yeah, I still look about 12. But
that's
yeah.
Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is incredible. I really appreciate coming in for this 12 years ago today. Isn't that bananas?
Yeah, it really is. I feel very old now, but yeah.
I'm genuinely grateful that you came in.
Thanks very much for having me.
To listen to that again. The real life Little Becky.
Go! When I was 17, 98FM.
I do this every day on the big ride home, and it never ceases to amaze me. We play whatever was playing when you were 17 years old, and today Brian is playing. Brian, how are you?
How's it going, Daryl? That's a crack, man.
17 in the year 2000, is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
Excellent. So I'm going to pick out some songs here from the year 2000, Brian, and play them to down the phone to you, and you tell me which one you like the best, all right?
Make them nice and ridiculous now.
Oh, ridiculous you want?
Ridiculous, please, Dara, ridiculous.
You've heard this game before, Brian, because you know I love ridiculous.
There we go. Look, mates, we're mates for life.
Ladies and gentlemen, the year 2000. This is what I can find. What could it be?
You're like, oh, Mickey, you're so fine.
It's not oh, Mickey. No, it's not.
Zombie.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, zombie. It's for Apocalypse.
Yeah, you're close. Zombie Nation is the name of the song. Come on. Zombie Apocalypse would be... would be a better name. Right, staying in the ridiculous dance world, our next song from the year 2000. Oh my goodness, what a tune! You know it, Brian. It's Gigi Dacus. Gigi D'Agostino, L'Amour Toujours.
I would never have got that name, man. I forgot him completely.
Last one.
Freestyler.
Oh, yes.
Dr. Microphone. Carry on with the freestyler.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bomb Funk MC.
Straight from the top of a dome. As the rock microphone.
That is a good one as well.
Ridiculous enough for you, Brian?
They were quite ridiculous.
Right, in order, we heard Zombie Nation, Kerncraft 400, Gigi D'Agostino, L'Amour Toujours, and Bomb Funk MC's Freestyler, all from the year 2000, all from when you were 17, Brian. This is your moment. You pick one and we shall inflict it upon the city. What are you thinking?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with... number two, because that one got me dancing the most in the car.
Gigi D'Agostino.
Ladies
and gentlemen, the man has spoken. I'll play that in full on 98FM. Great to talk to you, Brian.
Woo, woo, woo.
98FM's Big Ride Home.
We are doing the one note guessing game here on 98FM. This is the first note of what song by who? 0877 98 98 98. Text or WhatsApp your guess with your name. Now, I'm moving on to Fiona. Fiona, are you there?
Yeah.
Now, Fiona, is it true you've just woken up from a general anesthetic?
Yeah.
Are you in a hospital right now?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Is everything okay?
Everything's okay. Well, yeah, it will be.
Everything hopefully. Will be okay, Fiona.
Yeah.
We're sending you well wishes here at 98FM. Whatever's going on there, we hope it's past now, okay?
Thank you.
Now, you've come on here. Technically, you are still high on drugs.
Yes.
And you have 98FM on in the hospital bed, and you heard the one-note guessing game, and you had a vision or you had an hallucination.
Yeah.
Fiona, who's just woken up at a general anesthetic.
Was I right?
I don't know what your guess is yet. If you get this right, it's the best one-note guessing game that's ever happened. The first note of what song by who, Fiona?
Prince Kiss.
Oh my God, you're absolutely correct! Unbelievable! Fiona!
Oh God, that's good.
You know what? I'm going to send you out a 98FM Big Ride robe to your hospital, okay?
Oh my goodness, thank you.
You get
thanks
well
so
soon,
much.
Fiona.
Thanks a million.
She deserves a robe. That is unbelievable. She got it right and she's only up from a general anesthetic. Here's how it should sound. Prince, Kiss in full on 98 FM.